So if you've ever had to deal with, a piece of critical business infrastructure, the network is the absolute backbone of it
Oh,
all.
absolutely.
It powers everything, your cloud apps, your remote workforce, every single bit of AI you're relying on in 2026. If that stumbles, the whole operation just grinds to a halt.
It really is the highest stakes component of modern IT. And, our sources today really highlight just how terrifying those stakes are. There's some Gartner research that shows the average cost of IT downtime is now over $9,000
Per minute.
per minute. When revenue is bleeding out that fast, just reacting to failures becomes a massive business liability.
And I think that really gets to the core mission of this deep dive. We've pulled some key insights on how businesses are finally shifting from that agonizing reactive mode.
We're just waiting for the phone to ring.
Exactly, waiting for the complaints. And you're moving to a state of, hyper-reliability. The central claim from the research you shared with us is, frankly, astonishing. Proactive network monitoring, or PNM, it can eliminate up to 80% of network failures.
And that 80%, it's not an exaggeration. It's the result of a complete paradigm shift. The old model was reactive, right? You called IT after your connection dropped. Proactive network monitoring is continuous automated surveillance. It uses advanced intelligence AI, machine learning, to track hundreds of metrics and traffic patterns, specifically looking for anomalies.
So it's looking for the warning signs.
It's detecting the subtle warning signs of an impending failure, not the catastrophe itself. It's like moving from being a firefighter to being a weather predictor.
I love that analogy. Okay, so let's unpack this a little. If we're moving beyond just, pinging a device to see if it's still alive, what exactly is under the microscope now? What specific layers do you have to monitor to get that predictive power?
It has to be systemic. You can't just look at the wires. You have to look at the blood flow, the organs, the brain activity all at once. Modern monitoring really covers five deep layers. So we start with the physical device health monitoring. We're continuously tracking the hardware, routers, firewalls, switches. We're looking for physical symptoms like overheating, escalating error rates on one specific port, or performance degradation that suggests a piece of equipment is just about to fail.
That makes a ton of sense. You catch the physical sickness before the host dies, basically. But what about the traffic on the system? I mean, with massive video files and large language models just churning data constantly, I imagine bandwidth must be a huge dynamic challenge.
It absolutely is. And that moves us to the second layer, bandwidth utilization analysis. This gives you real-time visibility into your traffic flows. You need to know instantly if, say, some unauthorized application is suddenly eating 70% of your resource.
Or if there's a bottleneck forming every Tuesday afternoon during the big all-hands video call.
Spotting those traffic jams and figuring out who the resource hog is, that's crucial in 2026.
And if the network is fast, but the user still can't access their software quickly, the business still suffers. So that brings us to the actual experience, doesn't it?
That's application performance monitoring, or APM, the third core area. We stop just worrying about packet loss, and we start tracking how business-critical applications, especially SaaS tools and cloud services, are performing for the user. So if a specific AI tool in the finance department is timing out, the system flags that application latency long before the finance team even starts submitting tickets. It's about guaranteeing a consistent, quality user experience.
And, since everything is connected, monitoring for performance must overlap with security, right? Because unusual traffic is often hostile traffic.
That's the fourth layer, and it's becoming inseparable. Security event detection. PNM is continuously scanning traffic for anomalies that suggest a security issue. Unusual data flows to an external server, unauthorized access attempts, or a sudden unexplained spike in traffic from a single device.
It's an early warning system.
An essential early warning system. It gives you visibility that traditional perimeter firewalls might just miss.
So we've tracked the hardware, the traffic, the apps, and the security. That last piece has got to be the most fascinating, the truly predictive element that gets you to that 80% figure.
That's the cutting edge. AI-powered predictive analytics. This is where the machine learning models really earn their keep. They ingest all the data from the other four layers, establish the normal heartbeat of your network, and then use correlation to spot tiny patterns that signal a future failure. Patterns no human analyst could ever synthesize. It doesn't wait for a threshold to be crossed. It forecasts when that threshold will be crossed.
It's just an incredible shift. It moves the IT team from being overwhelmed troubleshooters to, I don't know, strategic engineers who are constantly fixing problems before they even appear on a user screen. But let's dig into the mechanisms behind that 80% prevention rate. Because, you know, in the old days, monitoring systems often created this crippling alert fatigue. Just so many alarms that humans learn to ignore them. How does a modern PNM system actually predict and prevent issues effectively without just crying wolf all the time?
That is a crucial challenge, and the answer really lies in the AI setting context and then acting with authority. So let's look at how the prevention happens. First, early detection of hardware failures is way smarter now.
Yeah.
It's not just, is the router hot? It's looking at metrics like a consistently rising CPU load in miner, but recurring, increases in packet loss on, say, port 7. When the system sees these escalating warning signs, it generates a high-priority, actionable alert.
Which lets IT schedule maintenance during a planned window.
Exactly, during an off-peak maintenance window. No emergency calls, no midday explosion.
So the system basically schedules the hardware's retirement party weeks in advance. That ability to look weeks ahead, that must come from the AI's deep learning, right?
Absolutely. That's the AI-driven prediction. The machine learning models establish that detailed performance baseline. What does a healthy, normal switch actually look like? If the system detects that switch B is showing performance drift patterns that historically lead to failure within, say, 14 days, the AI flags it.
So it's using historical data to calculate probabilities.
Deep historical data, yeah.
Yeah.
It allows IT to order replacement parts and get the upgrade done weeks ahead of time.
That makes perfect sense for wear and tear, but we've all seen major outages caused not by aging hardware, but by humans accidentally breaking something. That one configuration mistake that blocks legitimate traffic for a whole region.
And that's where the third prevention layer comes in,
Configuration
error detection. Human error is a huge cause of downtime. So modern monitoring systems watch the ripple effect of any change instantly.
How does that work?
So if an administrator pushes a new firewall rule and the system immediately sees latency spike on critical application traffic, it flags that unintended consequence before the issue cascades into a full outage. And the cutting edge 2026 platforms we looked at, they use AI for validation before the change is even deployed.
It runs a simulation.
Essentially, yeah. It runs simulations to check for unintended consequences. It's an incredible safety net.
And the final piece is the most dynamic, this self-healing capability you mentioned. It doesn't just predict, it sometimes fixes the problem without ever waking up a technician.
That's intelligent automated remediation. The goal is zero human touch for those low-complexity repetitive problems. If a non-critical service hangs, or if traffic gets unevenly distributed across two servers, the PNM platform can automatically restart that service or rebalance the traffic load.
Or even revert a bad config change.
It can even revert a minor configuration error that has an immediate negative impact. This self-healing happens within seconds, drastically shortening the window of disruption and reinforcing that 80% prevention rate.
So PNM can only be as effective as the network infrastructure it's sitting on top of. I mean, if the underlying system is fragile, all the prediction in the world won't save you. This is where software-defined wide area network, or SD-WAN, comes into the picture. What makes SD-WAN so critical for reliability today?
Well, SD-WAN is the intelligence layer that manages the pathways. Its primary job is intelligent traffic routing. Think of a traditional network as a single, inflexible highway. If there's a crash, you're stuck in the jam.
Right.
SD-WAN is more like air traffic control for your data. It dynamically evaluates every available path fiber, broadband, 5G, MPLS, and it routes traffic across the best performing path in real time.
So if your main line has a little hiccup,
a micro outage or a latency spike, yeah. SD-WAN just fails over to the secondary path instantly. The user never even notices a drop.
That dynamic routing must be what protects the quality for things that can't tolerate a hiccup, like a VoIP call or a video meeting.
Precisely. That's application-aware performance management. SD-WAN is programmed to know the priority of your business traffic. It guarantees bandwidth and low latency for critical applications, your voice traffic, your financial systems, those essential AI apps, and it protects them from being crushed by someone in the background downloading a huge update.
And with the massive shift to cloud services, this also must address the latency problem that used to plague branch offices trying to reach Microsoft 365 or AWS.
Absolutely. That's the cloud and SaaS optimization benefit. SD-WAN uses a feature they call Direct Internet Breakout. Traditionally, if you had a branch office, all its traffic had to loop back to the central data center before it could go out to the cloud.
Creating huge lag.
Huge latency. SD-WAN routes that cloud traffic directly from the branch to the service provider, which minimizes latency and drastically improves responsiveness for every cloud application you use.
And from a financial point of view, it achieves all this reliability using connections that maybe a few years ago we would have considered unstable.
That's right. It achieves redundancy and cost optimization. By intelligently bonding multiple less expensive connections, like standard broadband and 5G, SD-WAN gives you enterprise-grade reliability at a lower cost than relying on, you know, expensive private lines.
Yeah.
The automatic failover ensures that reliability is never compromised.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener, beyond just stopping outages? What are the tangible, measurable business benefits? And if you wanted to implement this level of monitoring, I mean, where do you even start?
Implementation has to be structured. The first step, which AI really makes possible, is comprehensive automated device discovery. You can't monitor which you don't know exists.
Right.
AI-powered tools sweep the network to identify and inventory all connected devices, every server, every IoT sensor, every piece of network gear, to make sure you have 100% visibility.
That seems like a massive one-time lift trying to figure out what normal is for all those different devices.
It used to be, but now we have AI-assisted baseline metrics. Instead of IT staff manually setting static thresholds for everything, the system just watches the environment for a while. It establishes a dynamic definition of healthy for each specific device and application.
And that dynamic baseline is what minimizes the false alarms.
That's the key. It ensures the system only flags true anomalies, the things that genuinely matter.
And once an issue is flagged, how do we make sure IT isn't chasing a minor issue on a test server while the main e-commerce platform is collapsing?
That's intelligent prioritization. Systems have to be categorized by business impact. An alert on the critical order processing system is a high-priority all-hands-on-deck event. An alert about reduced storage on a non-production server, that's a scheduled task for tomorrow morning. It keeps resources focused on what directly impacts revenue.
And we talked about that incredible stat. 85% of issues resolved remotely. That's a huge driver for reducing cost and increasing speed.
Absolutely. And that comes from the integration with support. Monitoring systems automatically feed diagnostic data into IT support platforms and instantly generate support tickets via AI. That data is so rich that technicians can execute resolutions remotely. That 85% remote resolution rate means dramatically lower operational costs and much faster recovery times.
So let's close out on the massive financial incentives here. I mean, beyond avoiding that $9,000 a minute downtime cost, where does the ROI really show up?
We see three major areas. First, you get an extended equipment lifespan. By catching things like a failing power supply or a stressed component early, you service them. You can extend the life of your expensive capital equipment by 30 to 40%.
You're delaying those multi-million dollar hardware refreshes. That's a measurable line item reduction in capital expenditure right there.
Exactly. Secondly, you get strategic control through data-driven infrastructure planning. The AI isn't just tracking the present, it's forecasting. It can predict your capacity needs, bandwidth, storage, processing 12 to 18 months in advance based on growth trends.
Which allows for accurate budget planning before you hit a capacity emergency.
Right. And finally, the administrative and compliance savings are immense. The systems automatically generate the logs and audit reports you need for standards like HIPAA, SOC2, and PCI DSS. Many platforms now even have AI-powered features that generate audit-ready documentation automatically.
Saving countless hours of labor.
Countless hours.
This has been a deep dive focused entirely on prevention. So the key takeaways for you. Proactive network monitoring leverages AI to prevent 4 out of 5 potential outages. SD-WAN provides the intelligent, redundant infrastructure to keep traffic flowing. And that combination, it results in dramatically lower costs and vastly superior reliability.
And if you're looking for metrics to gauge the success of moving to P&M, don't just look at uptime. Focus on bandwidth utilization against your baseline. Monitor the compounded scores for packet loss, latency, and jitter, and critically, track application response times. Often that's all synthesized into a single user experience score.
Excellent guideposts for action.
And here is a final provocative thought for you to consider. In 2026, network monitoring is no longer purely about keeping things running. The convergence of network monitoring and security is accelerating fast. P&M is now a critical, essential first line of defense against sophisticated threats. Its deep visibility into minute network anomalies often flags potential security events, unusual data flows, weird configuration changes that traditional siloed security tools might completely miss. that integrated predictive visibility is, well, it's fast becoming non-negotiable for future business protection.